PR Knight. Whatever happened to this guy? Remember, he was George O'Malley on Grey's Anatomy. Then he left the show, and we really haven't heard much from him since. He's celebrating his 51st birthday today.
Things got wonky on Grey's Anatomy on the set there for a while, right? I mean, there was some accusations there, too,
weird, if I remember weird correctly. Stuff. And now it's been on for like 922 seasons, and there's not even a Grey left on the show. And I was out a long time ago. Leslie Mann. Oh, I love her. She's married to Judd Apatow, so she gets to be really in all of his movies. She's the drunk woman in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. She's Katherine Heigl's sister in Knocked Up, and its follow-up spinoff, This Is 40. She is 52 years old today. She's so stinking funny. Michael Imperioli, who is Tony's unibrowed nephew on The Sopranos. He is celebrating his 58th birthday. John Stockton, former NBA player. He played for the Utah Jazz as their point guard. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Jennifer Grey, remember her? Baby in Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts Baby in a corner. She was also Ferris's sister in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and then she went on to win season 11 on Dancing with the Stars. She is 64 years old today, Jennifer Grey.
Wow. We're getting older, aren't we?
Oh, man. Baby 64, people. That's all you need to know. Marcus Allen, legendary Raiders running back, is also 64 today. Lisa Gibbons, remember her? She was like on every talk show ever created back in the late 1980s. She is 67 years old today. We have Martin Short on the list as well. Legendary. Most people currently know him from Only Murders in the Building, where he's so stinking funny with Steve Martin and Selena Gomez. He is celebrating his 74th birthday today. Another big one on the list, Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family. And of course, getting her start on the Carol Burnett Show when she was literally just a baby. She is celebrating her 75th birthday today. Mama's Family will always be one of those all-time great sitcoms. Yeah. Well, it was such a good show. So
good
funny.
Cast. Yeah.
It was really good.
She also had a bit of a singing career there for a while, too.
Yes, the night the lights went out in Georgia. One of my favorite versions of that song, by the way. And there's been a lot of them. There's been a lot of them over the years. Steven Tyler, frontman for Aerosmith, is celebrating his 76th birthday today. So of course we're going to pull out some Aerosmith here in a little bit. Diana Ross of the Supremes, of course they had a lot of hits during the 1960s. You Can't Hurry Love, Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love. Her daughter is Tracy Ellis Roth, who plays who is Anthony Anderson's wife on the previous show Blackish. Anyway, Diana Ross today, 80 years old. My goodness. Another big name on this list, Bob Woodward, one of the reporters who took down Nixon so many years ago. He is celebrating his 81st birthday today.
I believe your husband knows him as Robert Redford in All the President's Men, correct?
That is exactly who he would know him as, which is a great movie, by the way.
It is.
If you really want to celebrate Bob Woodward's birthday, because you're a journalistic nerd like I am, that is definitely the movie you pull out today, quite honestly.
Such a classic.
Such a good movie. And then Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, also celebrating a birthday today. She is 84 years old, and nobody can stand in a pair of heels as long as she can, like Nancy Pelosi. My goodness. There was a time when she did a filibuster, stood in 6-inch heels on the floor of the House, which is, I don't care who you are, where your politics lie, that is some feat right there. You should be praising that woman just for that alone. My goodness. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM also hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want somebody added to the list, all you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up, Finn, Sean Cable is going to give us a detailed look at the forecast. Some scattered rain and throughout maybe this afternoon, but the temperatures are also going to start dropping, so any of that rain could eventually turn into some flurries as well. But yeah, definitely not going to be as warm later today as it is right this very minute. And then tomorrow we're going to see some sunshine, but some cooler temperatures. So Sean's going to lay that all out for us, explain what's going on. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
WRPQ Baraboo,
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power and crashing into the Key Bridge, a major span at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Fire Chief James Wallace.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
Two people were pulled out of the water. One was not seriously hurt, the other in very serious condition. It's believed as many as 20 could have been thrown into the water. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on the scene.
The weather here has been a challenge. Temperatures are frigid, and we heard police say that this is a massive area that they are searching. The tide is coming in. That will pose an additional challenge. They are searching below the water, on the surface. Sonar activity, they say, has detected the presence of some vehicles underwater. And I did just speak with a neighbor here who said that she heard the bridge collapse around 1:30 a.m. She told me it sounded like a plane was landing in her backyard.
The governor declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
50,000 gallons were needed to extinguish a commercial fire in the town of Cold Spring on Friday night. According to Whitewater Fire and EMS, crews responded to a commercial fire about 5 to 6 miles north of the City of Whitewater Fire Station in the town of Cold Spring. A large outbuilding was on fire. The building allegedly was a legacy barn that had been converted to a privately owned automotive shop. A Hartford man has been charged with his fifth OWI after a deputy initiated a traffic stop on Highway 12 near Ferndale Road in the town of Delton Saturday night. 49-year-old Fred J. Loud of Hartford was arrested for his fifth OWI. A 63-year-old Madison woman also charged with her fifth OWI after a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on U.S. Highway 12 near Lehman Road in the township of Baraboo. After observing signs of impairment, the deputy arrested 63-year-old Becky Castile for her fifth OWI. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Scattered off and on rain is likely this morning that will gradually taper off this afternoon and actually could change over to a few flurries by late today. Our high 50 this morning, dropping into the 30s by late afternoon. Wind will be southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight 22, tomorrow sunshine with a high of 39. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
It's 8:09 right now. Aerosmith on Max FM. Jude looks like a lady. There is Aerosmith, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I mean, you can hear Steven Tyler's voice in most Aerosmith songs, but I feel like he really goes out on a limb on that one. And since today, Finn, is his 76th birthday, I figured we had to showcase Steven Tyler to the best of his ability. So there you go. Dude looks like a lady. 76 for Steven Tyler. My goodness. Is he like, I mean, obviously, when you listen to his early stuff with Aerosmith, Dream On, a perfect example, the voice has changed a lot over the years. I think that's because he uses it like he does. And then, well, we know there's been some extracurricular backstage activities for Aerosmith over the years as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. But man, I mean, he can still command an audience, right? And he can still perform his behind off when he's on stage. It's crazy.
Just kind of a natural born performer.
Right? I mean, he's not your typical grandpa, that's for sure, no. Steven Tyler.
Didn't he show up once or twice on Two and a Half Men, I think, making a guest appearance? It was pretty crazy. But
yeah, I love Steven Tyler. I know that Aerosmith was doing like this big tour, and then Steven Tyler was having some personal things in his life, and so he had to take some time off, and I don't know where they're at right now, if they're just letting him kind of rest and recoup. I'm not really sure. But, I mean, when you're 76 years old, do you have much left to prove when you're still talking about Steven Tyler being at the top of his game? I don't think so. I think you get to do whatever you want at that point in life. Do you not? I mean, that's kind of how I see it.
Honestly, I'm just surprised he still has the energy. I mean,
right? Right.
There are days where I just want to be lazy and not do anything.
Right.
So I can't imagine doing what Steven Tyler does out on stage.
My gosh, it was just a few years ago he's fallen off. Like just a few years ago, literally a couple years ago, he fell off the stage because he was doing high kicks and missed the edge of it. And he fell and broke a leg. And I mean, hello, dude, at that point you were like 74 years old, 73, something like that. Stop. No more high kicks. My goodness. Anyway, speaking of grandpas, this might be a time for an OK Boomer smack. Down moment, or it could be just another reminder that being a parent is a really thankless job. Because there was a new survey recently done, and almost 3 in 4 millennial parents think that they are currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them. 73%, right? 73% of people think it's true, and 88% say their parenting style is different than what their own parents did. And I can agree with that at the 88%, where I think you do things differently based on how times have changed, and maybe you get a little bit more compassionate towards some instances where maybe there wasn't a lot of information at one time. It is kind of where my thinking goes a little bit, you know? I mean, some things that we're a little bit more knowledgeable now, we didn't ever take those things into consideration even when I was a kid, or those weren't things that you really even dealt with, right? And you'll see that as we go through this list. So what are parents today doing differently? That is the question. Well, according to this poll, here are the top 4 parenting strategies that a lot of people are using that most of our own parents did not. Number 1 on the list is gentle parenting, a style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules. So I think you see a lot more of this in this day and age where there's a gentle parenting kind of push. We definitely had rules with our kids. Of course, I was raising a Dexter. Without rules, it would have been pure chaos all the time, and he would have been swinging from somebody's chandeliers, quite honestly. So there had to be rules in our house. We definitely had rules, and they were allowed to be creative and explore a whole lot, especially when they were younger, but there were definitely rules, and we still have rules for Dexter, right? I mean, Max, it's a little harder. Obviously, he's 20, he's living completely on his own, so it's a little harder to like set boundaries. Kid's going to set his own boundaries at this point, but there's still rules that Dexter must follow in this house, and there's still things that are expected of him. So maybe we might do a combination of gentle parenting plus maybe old school parenting, if that's what you want to call
it. Yeah, there's a big difference between what we do now and what they did back then.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you're going to live under this roof, you're going to do this and you're going to do that.
Right?
I mean, some of those things just kind of make a kid just feel even more isolated and alienated, right, from their own parents. So, I mean, I know that because my mom was pretty strict, okay?
Yeah, so was mine.
And when I became a parent, I realized, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. What she did, not to say that everything she did was wrong.
Oh, but, no, of course. I had a great mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. Yeah, like there were times like this weekend's a perfect example, right? So Dexter stayed home because when we went to Milwaukee, he wasn't feeling great. And I tried calling him because, you know, I wanted to check on him and he was taking care of the dog and he wouldn't answer his phone. In fact, not only would he not answer his phone wasn't even on, which was the last thing I said to him before I walked out the door. Turn your phone on so I can call you and make sure you're okay and I can give you instructions on what to do with the dog throughout the day. So not only can I not get a hold of Max when we're in Milwaukee for him, but then Dexter's phone isn't even on. I am livid. I am totally livid because that is the thing that bothers me the most when I can't get a hold of my children when I need to or when I just want to check up on them. Now, luckily for me, my mom is 5 minutes down the road and she was more than willing to come over and check on and Dexter. So yeah. I said to her, I call her and I say, because plus he wasn't feeling well and I didn't really want him here by himself, but he wasn't sick. Do you know what I'm saying? Felt like you and I did yesterday, sure. Like the peak of our mm-hmm. not feeling well. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't sick, but I knew he was okay, but I still needed to make sure he was all right, you know, because I knew it was going to be a long day for us and we were in Milwaukee. So I called my mom and I'm like, you know, I said, I hate to bother you, but I said, he's not answering. Can you just run over there and make sure that he's all right? The dog's okay. And I said, and then please have him call me because she knew I was mad. And I said, will you please have him call me when you get over there? Now, mind you, she had just gone on this rant about, oh, you would have never done that to me. I would have killed you if you would have done that to me. So I say to her, then have him call me. She goes, oh, don't get too mad at him. I was like, what? You would have killed me, but don't get too mad at him. Don't be mad at him.
Grandparents, especially grandmothers, I think they've got a different set of rules with right? their grandchildren than yes. they had with us when we were kids. You know?
Oh, man. I got off the phone and I looked at Corey and I was like, oh, you would have killed me for that. Oh, but don't yell. Don't get mad at him. It's okay. I'll go check. Grammy will go check on him. I'm like, he's not two. He's fine. Mm-hmm. Just please make sure that, you know, he's okay and the dog has been outside at least once since we left. But don't get mad at him. I would have been killed. She would have killed me, but you know, it was fine for Dexter. Number two on this list, where we get advice. 24% of us say that we've gotten some parenting advice from social media. Other than that, though, it hasn't really changed much. It's only the fifth most trusted source for advice beyond family, other parents, friends, and parenting books. Oh, social media is kind of that's a tricky one, right? Like going to social media for any sort of advice on anything, parenting or not, it's tricky. But I think, you know, just being able to talk with family, being able to talk with other parents and the people around you that you sure. trust, I think that's probably mm-hmm. a better way to go. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, though, you really have to just trust your own gut and you have to go with what feels best for your family and your situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's a hard thing for younger parents and maybe newer parents to understand. Because you don't want to do anything wrong, right? You get into this jag when the kids are just little that, oh, I don't want to screw them up forever, right? Like that goes yeah. through your mind, like I'm going to scar this child forever. And so you start really second guessing some of your decisions, which let's face it, you and I both know, Finn, a kid will take advantage of you second guessing and being wishy-washy faster than anything.
Oh, like nobody's business.
Right.
And every kid is different. So
right.
You know, every, you know, type of, I don't know, tact that you might take with one might right. not work with another one.
Right.
You know, every kid is totally different.
Like I mean, with Max, I just had to raise my voice just a little bit. With Dexter, it was literally almost beating him over the head with a bat. Not that ever happened. But, you know, there were times when I was like, would it make a difference? Would you understand what I'm uh-huh. saying at that point? I mean, just uh-huh. you're right. And you had an example as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, with our son Phoenix, I mean, the same type of attitude that you would take with him is not the same type of attitude right. that I would have taken with Taylor or Colin.
Yeah.
You know, they were totally different. They had a totally different kind of attitude of their own.
Sure.
You yeah. know, and I attitude's not really the word I want to use, but their temperament
disposition,
was different.
Temperament. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Their demeanor, those types. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I totally get it. Max was my much quieter, reserved one. You never really had to raise your voice. All you had mm-hmm. to do was talk a little sternly. And he was like, okay, whatever. I mean, even from a very young age, even when he was really little and, you know, that whole don't touch that. You're not supposed to touch that kind mm-hmm. of thing. All you had to mm-hmm. do was change your voice and make it a little sterner. And his hands went yep. away. Dexter did that whole, I'm just going to put my finger right on it and see exactly what you're going to do. I mean, just testing the whole way, testing, because that was how he did life. It's still how he does life. Number three on the list, being open about mental health. Now, there's a lot of parents at one point in time where that might have just said, oh, just buck up. You know, you're fine. Everything's good. 80% of millennial parents think that discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are really important, though. 98% are willing to talk to their kids about it. 2/3 say their own parents never did. And I think that's one of the biggest changes we've seen. And that was one I was kind of alluding to when we were when we kind of introed this whole subject, because I think even when I was a kid, we didn't really talk about the mental health aspects of a lot of stuff. Right. I mean, that was something that we didn't really even consider. But I think that's become more of a mainstream topic now. And I, for one, am really happy to see that, because not every day is good for everybody, right? Yeah. Some people are really struggling, whether it's kids, adults, whatever. And I think having those open discussions and letting them know it's okay. It's okay to feel like that. It's okay to not be 100% okay every single day, or to not know what you're,
respond to it.
I think so. And I think you have to be open with those discussions. You know, there's so many kids right now that deal with anxiety, and whether that's because of outside sources, inside sources, just their own personal issues. I mean, there's so many kids that are going through a lot of things, and you've got so many who are, you know, you've got so many kids now that they found are on the spectrum who deal with things a little differently. I mean, it's like a rainbow of all sorts of different things. And I think being able to openly talk to them about the fact that not only are they going through this, but sometimes mom and dad has a really hard day too, right? Like they sometimes need to hear that. And it's okay. We were always very honest with our kids. Like, you know what? Today's a really bad day. Mom is not having a good day. I'm sorry if I talked too sternly to you, or if I talk sharper to you. I'm not having a good day.
If I'm a little crabby today, this is the reason why. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so we were always pretty open. And I think that is one of the areas of maybe the younger parents that I do appreciate, is I think there's more of a willingness to have those conversations.
Yeah, there's
in
more
a lot
discussions.
Of homes.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Even in the school districts, you're seeing more conversation about the mental health side of things. And, you know, as you deal with the mental health side of things, all of a sudden some of those physical ailments start to get a little less or subside. And they're finding a big connection between the mental health and the physical health as they research this a little bit more. And it affects our kids just as much. So you never quite know what they're going through. So it's okay to have those discussions, I think, with them. And then finally, being present with your kids. 80% of millennial parents claim they always try to prioritize their kids over work, and 77% think they're more present with their children than their own parents were. The latchkey kids, is that what we're talking about? Those latchkey kids who spend a lot of time on their own after school? I think that's
TV.
Yep. And I think there's a lot of kids who grew up that way, and they're trying to do better by their own kids by making sure that they do always have somebody around, or there is somebody who's going to be checking up on them. I had a lot of friends who were latchkey kids, and I was very fortunate. I was not one. My mom was there all the time. In fact, as I got older, there were times, and I love you, Mama, because you're probably listening this morning. But there were times, you know, as you get older, you were like, why is she always here? kind of thing. But now as an adult, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I'm so glad that my mom was there, because when she'd come get me after school in middle school, which we all know can be a really rough time, you know, it's hard for kids in that age group, that preteen kind of right before you're a teenager, even early teenager. I was always glad that she was there, even if it didn't feel like it at the time. Now, when I look back, I'm like, yes, I am glad she was the one who got to pick me up every day. If she couldn't be there, it was usually my dad or my grandpa. So there was always somebody there for my family to pick me up. I was never just on my own. And so I am now very fortunate to have had that. And I would say that even if I didn't think she was listening this morning, Finn, just saying.
Well, kids come first. I mean, we try to put them first ahead of everything else. But I mean, as a parent, honestly, it gets tough sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You have work responsibilities, you have other life responsibilities, and you know, a lot of these kids now are doing virtual learning and are at home, and it takes a lot of time. But and then throw you know, a couple of dogs on top of it, and they've got to be taken care of too.
Right?
So it's not exactly a cakewalk, but
no, it's not. And you know, there's a lot of parents who, I was always fortunate enough to be at home with my boys and homeschool my boys, but I know that there are parents who are not in those circumstances. And so really it's just about doing the best that you can by your kids, right? I mean, and they see that whether you think so or not, and you feel guilty, because I know we all go through that parent guilt, whether you think so or not, they see you doing your best. They really, really do. And they, even if they're not acknowledging it, they will at some point. And so you just, I mean, I think parents put way too much on their own shoulders and try to, take care of too many things at once, when really, as long as you're doing your best and you're taking care of your kids, they see that, they understand, and I mean, even if they want you around more, they're going to understand at one point in life. And so everybody's just got to do their best and not put too much pressure on themselves, I guess would be the best word for it. Because I don't know, I felt like that as a parent. Like, I was always like, oh, I'm not spending enough time with this kid, or this kid feels like he's lacking this, or you know. And there was a time when we were diagnosing Max as being on the spectrum, that there was a lot of visits and a lot of doctor's appointments that were just him and I, because Dexter, I needed to concentrate on Max. And so Dexter would go over to a friend, to one of my best friend's house, and play with her kids. But it just felt like Dexter was being shuffled around a lot. So there was a lot of guilt there. Like, am I spending too much time right now with Max and not enough with Dexter, and all of that kind of stuff. So I think we all go through that as parents, no matter what the circumstances around your family happen to
be. That first time parenting, that's a trip, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean,
man,
you really
have
no idea. You're just kind of making it up as you go along.
It's hard. I mean, even now, even with because both boys were so vastly different. I mean, I still feel like with Dexter most days, I'm like, I'm just going to make up something and hope that he doesn't realize I have no idea what I'm doing. Because there are a lot of days when I'm doing that as well. Or I'll text his dad and I'll be like, what should we do about this right now? What would you do in this circumstance, you know? And Corey and I don't make very many decisions not together about our kids. And it bothers our kids, because they'll ask me something and I'll be like, well, let me talk to dad. Well, can't you just say yes or no? No, I cannot, because I want your dad to know exactly what's going on, and I want his input as well, because you're his kid too. And so I want us to go into this. Plus, I always tell Dexter, plus when it comes to you, we need to be a team too. Not one against one with you does not work. We need to team up against you so that we know we are in this battle for the long haul, because that's essentially what you do with Dexter. He's my very strong-willed one. So here's a couple more stats from this particular poll. A third of millennial parents say they have to deal with their own parents questioning their new age methods a lot. But regardless of where you stand on it, most agree having kids these days, as we just said, it's not easy. 43% of parents say they are currently burnt out. And I think, again, that is an okay feeling to have. I don't think we should put too many pretenses on ourselves, because it's hard to do everything.
It is.
It's really hard. It's hard. And then, you know, you just have so many different outside sources now. You've got the online dimension of everything that adds to parenting. You've got the cyber bullying. Plus, you have the bullying when they head off to school. You have the parents who don't like some of the things happening in school districts, so they're trying to virtually teach their children, or have them in virtual schools, or they're pulling them out to homeschool. I mean, there's so many different things that are happening in the world, and so many different reasons why everybody does it. I don't think there's a right answer. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I think the right answer is whatever works best for you and your family.
Exactly.
That's how, you know, and I was always very unapologetic about that. I always went to my mom for advice, because she worked with kids. And I mean, contrary to what some people who listen every day think, I turned out okay, quite honestly. I think my mama was great, and she was strict and she was tough. And so even now, I'll be like, what do I do? What would you do? What should I say about this kind of thing? And her and I will hash it out, and she'll give me some answers, and we'll work it out together, or at least she'll give me something I can think about and then maybe try to implement a little bit with our kids. So, but it's not easy. It's not easy. That's
not,
for sure.
It's not.
It's not. But they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay.
Yeah. We hope, even if they don't pick up their phones when you try to call them, and you're desperately trying to get in touch with them.
Livid.
What is the deal with that anyway? What's the deal? What is the deal with them not answering their phones? anytime.
I don't know. It was the last thing I said to Dexter as we walked out the door. Turn on your phone so I can get a hold of you. Not only did I say it once, Finn, I said it five times. Five times.
I mean,
times.
I get that nobody wants to have an actual conversation with anybody anymore. I get that
fine.
Part of it.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll text you. Mom likes to text. Uh-huh. I can text. How you doing? How you feeling? Are you okay? Has the dog been outside? I can do all those things. I have opposable thumbs. Thank you. I can do all of those things to make that happen. I wasn't even getting a response there. Now, Max's excuse was he worked out and then he fell asleep with his phone turned off. You can ask my husband. My blood pressure was so high and I was so livid as we were marching through the home improvement store getting a hand trolley for furniture that I was pretty sure we were just leaving outside. I was livid. Because then as a parent, not only did your imagination start running away from you a little bit, right? Like you're hoping everything's okay.
Yeah, you start to worry. Yeah.
Right? I
mean, did the house burn down?
Right.
Is everybody still okay?
Yeah. Right. But then I'm like, I explicitly gave you instructions to turn on your phone and I explicitly told you that we were going to be there at noon and both of you are now dead. I don't know. Like, where are you kind of thing? And that's pretty much how my messages gravitated. They were like upbeat, like, hey, hello.
Are you at a nice place.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then pretty soon I was like, you better be dead. That's how they evolved. They evolved. There was definitely an evolution when you go back through the text
or
messages.
Or devolution. Yeah.
There was that too. Yeah. There was that. Oh, man. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Some scattered on and off rain tapering off later today. Now, as the temperatures drop from where we're at right now into the mid-30s, we could see some flurries maybe mix in too. Down to 22 tonight, then tomorrow lots of sun with a high near 39. Right now, it's 49.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added four more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music. Ryan Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? It's my life. Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as The Hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard and Motley Crue. And last but not least, it's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
It's Maddie Jones. Remember to listen every weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win on 99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:37 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. A little sunshine here on Goose Poo Pond. I love it. Here's Hall & Oates. You make my dreams come true.
What I want. You got, and it might be hard to handle, like a flame that burns.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, just a little while ago during our ABC News, they had that special report about that bridge collapse in Baltimore, and I hadn't actually seen any video of it yet, and I was just scrolling through social media. Oh, my goodness. Let's hope that everybody is okay after watching that video this morning from the time lapse of when the cargo ship actually lost power two different times, and then it recovers twice, and by the time it recovers the second time, it's too late. There's no way of avoiding the bridge right in front of it. So obviously that's going to be a big news story to keep an eye on throughout today as they start kind of searching the Bay Area and making sure that they find everybody who was maybe on that bridge at the time. But
I know they've pulled a couple of people from the water already, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea, but that search will be probably ongoing throughout the day. But there is video right now circulating on social media from like the actual transportation department. You know, they have all those cams out all the time, and you can see the actual lights flicker off of the cargo ship once, and then it recovers, and then some thick black smoke comes out of it, and then the lights go off again, and it recovers again. But as I said, it was right in front of the bridge by that point. It was too late to do anything. It just kind of ran into the base of the bridge. So
tragic.
Something to keep an eye on today. And I know we'll have ABC News throughout the day. So obviously there'll be updates on that as well. But yikes, not a great way to start the morning. Mm-hmm. So I do want to talk about this, though, especially since I'm starting to see some sun and the clouds break up here over at Goose Poop Pond. And this is actually something that's been trending lately. A lot of people say that they've dealt with it. In fact, it's something called sunshine guilt. Now, this is when there's a string of days with bad weather or really gloomy weather. Hello, yesterday, today kind of thing. And then all of a sudden it's sunny, but you still just don't feel like going anywhere. Early spring is prime sunshine guilt season, apparently, according to everybody online. It's loosely related to other terms like FOMO or fear of missing out, bed rotting, and I'm going to start using this term because I love it so much. Herkelderkling, which is actually a Scottish term for staying in bed when it's time to get up. Herkelderkling. Who doesn't love the Scots? That's so good. I love it. So your sunshine guilt might cut even deeper, though, if you check social media and see your friends out enjoying the nice weather. In fact, there's a few people on TikTok that are now blowing up because they said they were having perfectly great days indoors until really they realized their sunshine guilt had ruined everything. I don't know if it can be ruined at all if you're Herkelderkling. I mean, that is just, it truly is the best.
Come on.
I mean, sunshine guilt is really the trend, but now I feel like we should get Herkelderkling trending because that is such a fabulous term. I love it. But that's an interesting concept that, you know, after a few days, you still just kind of feel and you still don't really want to get outside and really do anything. And I can totally relate to that. As much as I love the sunshine, there are days, I just said to Corey last night when I was going to bed, I was like, I was kind of hoping, not because I wanted a blizzard, but because it would have stopped life for a day or so, we would have actually got impacted by a little bit of snow. Not because I want to shovel, not because I love the snow, but we all know that when you get those spring storms, sometimes it shuts life down for a day or so, and then I could have just stayed at home, and I wouldn't have had any adult responsibilities other than, you know, making food and taking care of the dog and the kid, and eventually my husband when he makes his way back home. But I was like, I could have totally done with like one snow day. We didn't get a lot of them this year, so I could have totally done with at least one snow day. I mean, I don't love them, but for the sheer purpose of shutting life down for just a moment in time, sometimes we can all agree that that's not the worst thing in the world.
Oh, I'm just so grateful that there's one thing today that I don't have to worry about, and that is sunshine guilt. It doesn't doesn't exist in my world.
I know. I'll still be outside with Aspen later. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It depends on how you determine what gloomy weather is. So from my perspective, it's the exact opposite. Yesterday, well, it was just soggy. That's just the way I look at it. It was messy and, oh, wow, trudging. Because I did take the dogs for a walk.
Sure.
And trudging through that stuff was not easy. It was not easy.
See, and I got Aspers out right before basically it let loose for most of the day. We went outside about, it was, well, because they were just going to come start working in the basement, and I just told them to go in, texted them, told them to just go in. The house was open. Dexter knew they were coming, so there was no surprises there. It was about 10 a.m., and at that point, it was just cloudy, and then the sky would lighten up just a little bit, like it was like, maybe I'm not going to rain today. And then within about an hour and a half, that's when it all kind of let loose on and off throughout most of the day. So we just snuck it in, but we got our normal walk in yesterday, length of walk, much to her excitement.
Chagrin.
And yeah. anyway, we got our normal walk in yesterday because I was able to time it just right so that, you know, we weren't out there in the middle of the rain. But anything later than that, I would have been like, sorry, you're on your own today, Asp. Let's play with the tug ducky one more time because we're not going out there. But no.
Did she have extra crate time yesterday because there were people in the house?
Yeah, she was all miscombobulated yesterday because we went for our walk pretty normal at our normal time, but then she came in and she had to be on a rope because obviously you got to walk by the people who are working. We can't disturb them as much as that hurt her feelings. We went upstairs, she had her little snacky, and then she was put in her kennel for most of the afternoon. And then when they finished painting, she was able to get out. But then I had to go into town and it was Kong time, so then she was kenneled again. So she did not actually nap for most of yesterday. I got her to lay down in my lap for about a half hour and that was it. Otherwise, it was really just playing and running from window to window, seeing what squirrel was going to come out to dry itself and at what point of time. That's essentially how yesterday went down. To the point, at about 7:30 last night, I just looked at her and I said, you just need to stop. Just stop. Just stop. Chill. Whatever you're doing. The squirrels are in bed. Everybody is soaked because by that point it was raining really hard. I'm like, everybody's wet. I said, just stop. Because the constant window to window thing was enough. I was done. I was over it.
Yeah. Not only, I had two Depression Sallies yesterday. No. Not only did Sunset have full bore Depression Sally guilt look on her face, and that's because she couldn't spend more time outside.
Yes.
Theo, he had Depression Sally looks on his face because mommy wasn't home.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah, she didn't come home until last night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
that was a hard day for Theo.
Oh, the Sarah McLachlan in this house. Oh, it was crazy.
There weren't enough Kongs and peanut butter in the world to take care of that one. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to basically lose those showers. As much blue sky as I'm seeing and sunshine right now, we'll see what the rest of the day has in store. Temperatures will be dropping, though, from where we're seeing them right now at 49 into the 30s. And Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment, because tomorrow actually going to be cooler. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
For Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. As expected, Mother Nature wreaking some havoc on this first week of spring sports. The softball game for Baraboo that was scheduled for tonight against West Salem has been canceled. Soccer night for the Portage Warriors also canceled. They were supposed to go against Wisconsin Heights. Their track and field team will be taking part in an indoor track meet, though, at Ripon College. That's going to get started at 4 o'clock this evening. One event that will definitely be happening is the baseball team for the Sauk Prairie Eagles, as they're at Baseball City Complex in Tampa, Florida. They'll go against Osseo today at 4:30. Tomorrow, the baseball team is going to be taking on Elk River at 10:30 a.m. And then on Thursday, another 10:30 matchup against Apple Valley. Again, that's all happening in Tampa, Florida. Keep an eye on the sports schedules, as again, with the spring sports season supposed to kick off today, plenty of cancellations and postponements are on tap. The Sweet 16 is now set for the women's NCAA basketball tournament as well. In Regional 1, it was all the top four seeds moving on. South Carolina will now meet Indiana in the Sweet 16, Oregon State versus Notre Dame on the other side of that one. Regional 2, number 1 Iowa survives last night over West Virginia. They'll meet number 5 Colorado. Winner of that will take on the winner between 2 versus 3 UCLA and LSU. Regional 3, it's 1, 3, 5, and 7 moving on. USC will go against number 5 Baylor, and UConn, the 3 seed, will take on number 7 Duke. And then it was the top 4 again. In regional number 4, Texas will meet Gonzaga, and Stanford will go against NC State. Again, that's for the women's NCAA basketball tournament. Play will resume on Friday. The men's tournament gets going again on Thursday. Bucks return to the court tonight as they're going to remain at the Fiserv Forum hosting the LA Lakers. 6:30 the tip-off. That one's going to be on TNT. LeBron James is doubtful for the game due to some ankle soreness. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Scattered off and on rain is likely this morning that will gradually taper off this afternoon and actually could change over to a few flurries by late today. Our high 50 this morning, dropping into the 30s by late afternoon. Wind will be southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight 22, tomorrow sunshine with a high of 39. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
It's 8:52 right now. Rick Springfield, this is Jesse's Girl on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman?
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:55 right now. And Finn, before we jump into these calendar days and give ourselves something to celebrate to get through a Tuesday, I do want to remind everybody that our statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest officially underway for today. Now, we gave that first word during the 7 a.m. hour, but there's going to be more chances to qualify during the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 3 p.m. hour. And you have to have that Civic Media app in order to qualify. So go grab that from your Google store or from your Apple store, and then you're going to have a word during the 10 o'clock hour that everybody can text in using the app. You qualify for some really great prizes, including a getaway to Chula Vista, which is like a little staycation for anybody who wins that right around here. We could definitely use a staycation, though, couldn't we? My goodness. Yeah. And then you can also enter, you'll also be entered to win some of the grand prizes, including a Ninja Blender, and they've got a couple bicycles to be given away, and then a patio love seat as well. So some good stuff. 10 o'clock hour, another chance for you to qualify in the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Be listening for that opportunity through the Civic Media app. And once you have that app, remember, all you have to do is scroll down and find Max the Mouse, and that's good for wherever you happen to go. So if you really want to listen to Max FM somewhere, and it's a little harder to find us or reach us, or you're not in the state or whatever, you also have that opportunity right there on your phone. You can take us anywhere you go. It's like we never left your side. We'll always be there, which could be good or bad, depending on how you look at it.
Depends on how you look at it. And the app is totally free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even when you're using it to stream the station, it is totally free. So definitely check it out, even if you don't want to qualify to win. But I think you definitely should, because those are some really great prizes.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned we need something to get us through a Tuesday. So there's a few interesting days on here. Nothing that exciting. I mean, I can't even pretend that these are that exciting, but there's some good ones. So today is Purple Day, and it's international. It's a wear purple kind of day as a way to raise awareness for epilepsy. This was started back in 2008 by a girl, young girl who actually struggled with epilepsy. And her goal was to simply raise awareness about epilepsy so myths about it would go away. And so those who have it would know that they are not alone. So if you think about it today, or you can, wear some purple to support those with epilepsy. It's also National Solitude Day today. Does that mean that it's a day of full quiet and I don't have to have anybody around me? Because that would be kind of neat. Nice. You know, sometimes we think of solitude is negative, but not necessarily, because a lot of people associate it with loneliness or antisocial behavior. Some people say it's a little selfish or it can be a little unproductive. I say glorious.
I am right there with you.
Glorious. Oh, yeah. At least for some time. You know, it's kind of like when my kids used to get sick when they were little, especially Dexter. And you have that few hours where it's quiet because the kid is sick and he can't really move and he doesn't want to do anything. And then after a few hours, you start feeling really badly for him. And you're like, I kind of miss the chaos that's happening around here. When is he going to get better?
Us back on track.
Exactly.
Here.
Yeah. Exactly.
How much time would be the optimum, like the ideal for you then, as far as solitude, where you just have absolute peace and quiet?
Like,
is it
2 hours?
2 hours.
Okay. Just give me a couple hours of a book and pure quiet, and I am good to go.
And you're good.
And that's all I really, it's like, just like a little recharge. Sometimes you just need it, right? To let your brain shut off because you're tired of having conversations or solving problems or thinking about things just in general. So just a couple hours. I'm good. What about you? What would your ideal time frame be?
A week, maybe? No. Usually, I mean, I think like a few hours is pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean, it's just, you just get to recharge a little bit, right? Uh-huh. Where you get to kind of do whatever you want and there's nobody around to bother you. That's sometimes why I love to go out to the state parks and go on some of those lesser walked trails and things, because there is an amount of solitude that you just get and a peacefulness. And I love being able to do that.
Basically, meditation is what it is.
You just need
a little downtime, just quiet time to yourself.
And I love to meditate. It's hard to find the time to do it, though. So that's part of the reason I don't do it often. Today is also National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. So whatever holiday you think you need, this is the one to